This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Only 18% of the country approves of the job President Biden is doing on the southern border, according to the recent poll. But many Democrats want Biden to stand up to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Here's Congressman Joaquin Castro writing, quote, Governor Abbott is using the Texas National Guard to obstruct and create chaos at the border. If Abbott is to defy yesterday's Supreme Court ruling, POTUS needs to establish sole federal control of the Texas National Guard now.
Oh, that's rich. Y'all. Half the country has declared itself a sanctuary. Virtually every blue area has declared itself a sanctuary from enforcing federal immigration laws. In other words, they're doing something called nullifying them. Something our founders, if you read the Federalist Papers, hoped we would do. Something they were so determined we would do. If we encountered a federal law we thought was unconstitutional or unfair, we would simply ignore it. We would, as a state, dare the courts to come down and enforce it. It's called nullification, and there's a good reason the left doesn't teach it in schools, because people might get the idea they don't have to listen to the federal government or its corrupt judges or laws. In fact, the founders were so obsessed with nullification and states' ability to nullify stuff by simply ignoring it, ignoring court rulings, ignoring laws that were unconstitutional, that they actually had quite a brawl over the size of the military. It was one of the reasons the first Constitutional Convention failed. They wanted to limit the size of the military to a tiny percentage of the size of the U.S. population. Why? So that we could kill them, so that it wouldn't be a fair fight if the military was ever deployed on U.S. soil to stop someone from doing what? Nullification. They eventually settled on barring the military's use on our soil, and that's what they went with. But they intended to give us every upper hand in resisting the federal government. And when I say these things, they sound radical, but they're not. The Democrats do them every day. They're expert nullifiers. Again, half the country has declared itself a sanctuary. They're all blue areas from enforcing federal immigration laws. They simply ignore them and break them by releasing illegal immigrants, including in the face of ICE detainers. We just saw that Fairfax County, Virginia, illegal immigrant sexually abuses a 13-year-old, makes kiddie porn out of it. But the good liberals in Fairfax ignored an ICE detainer to go ahead and remove him. So that's a blue on blue conflict. They let him go. When his bond came up, instead of turning him over to ICE, they let him go so he could go do some more kiddie porn, I guess. And an ICE officer was assaulted and injured, taking him into custody. What is that? That is the sanctuary city of Fairfax deciding, it's Fairfax County, deciding, oh, hey, you know what? We don't like federal immigration law. It just doesn't apply here. That is what sanctuary status is. Just declaring, hey, in this area, Fairfax County, yeah, we're not recognizing federal immigration law. Okay, what is that? That's nullification. Republicans and conservatives in particular talk a good game about the Constitution, but it's Democrats who really have taken the time to understand it. It's Democrats who are actually using it. And Joe Biden is one of our best nullifiers in chief that we've ever had. He's an expert user of the Constitution. If Joe Biden doesn't like a court ruling, say the Supreme Court ruling that just came down on Texas with the razor wire saying, yes, the federal government can just go cut the razor wire that Texas put up. If Biden doesn't like it, he just ignores it. Here's Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas talking about this. This is back in 2021, and it's when Joe Biden began to ignore federal law to break it, and Ken Paxton in Texas began suing him to stop him.
I don't think they have any intention. The Biden administration has no intention of stopping it, even if it gets worse. The numbers are so significantly more than they've ever been, and yet there's no effort on their part to follow federal law or even to follow court orders. We've had to re-sue them over not following court orders. And so I don't think they have any intention of changing this. Maybe the goal is for 4 years to allow 10 million people in here. And the problem with that is there are going to be terrorists, there's going to be criminals, there's going to be a lot of harm with COVID, there's going to be a lot of harm with fentanyl.
Again, that was back in 2021. So what he's saying there proved prophetic. Joe Biden not only ignored the law, he broke it. He not only ignored judges' orders to stop breaking it, he just kept right on doing it. In other words, everything the left is acting, and it is acting aghast at Republicans doing. What is this fight really about? It's about whether the dual justice system will be allowed to stand for everything. Because if Abbott gets away with nullification of any kind, then other governors who are in red states, there'll be pressure on them to do it as well. Republicans have been pretending for a long time, well, you know, the debate's over if the Supreme Court rules. But it's not for Joe Biden. It's not for sanctuary cities. It's not for states and cities where pot is legal. So why does it have to be for Governor Abbott? See, that's the conversation they really don't want Americans having. Aaron McIntyre at The Blaze writes this. The Chief Justice has made his ruling. Talking about the Supreme Court, now let him enforce it. The governor must defy the Supreme Court's ruling and continue to protect the border. Democrats refuse to comply with immigration law all the time. There's no reason a Republican governor should follow this malicious order. Make the federal government send agents for the express purpose of opening the border and allowing illegal immigrants in. Have Texas law enforcement meet them at the border. Turn the federal agents around as soon as they arrive. The optics would be an absolute disaster for the regime. It would. They're already at 18% approval on the border, with majorities of Democrats disapproving. Force the Biden administration's hand and set an example for other conservative governors. Defend the nation and exercise the kind of self-government on which the United States was founded. And then McIntyre nails this. A desperate nation drowning in financial and social costs of mass illegal immigration is crying out for leadership, and Abbott can be the man of the hour. The governor's defiance of the Supreme Court would be far more important than any piece of legislation or election, even the presidential contest. Amen. But what happens if Joe Biden answers the Democrats' call to nationalize, to federalize the Texas National Guard? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Common Sense Retirement Planning. If you're in North Carolina or in South Carolina. And your investment strategy is to pick the fund in your 401k with the most gold stars. You need the guys at Common Sense Retirement Planning. Whether you want to be retired someday and you're planning for it, or you're in retirement and you want to protect that nest egg, nobody is better than these guys. And what I love about them is that they will do a free complimentary initial consultation where they don't just tell you their investing philosophy, they show you the incredible results they've gotten over the last two decades for their investors. Find them online, csrp.info. That's the website, csrp.info. Now back to the podcast. Now, here's the problem from Biden's perspective about nationalizing the Texas National Guard. He doesn't generally have the authority to do it unless he has the permission of the governor. That would be Abbott. Normally, governors give their permission, and so it's not unusual for National Guard to be called up, but obviously Abbott wouldn't give his permission in this case. So there's only one other way to do it. According to Joseph Nunn, counsel at the Liberal Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program, the only way Biden could do it is to use the Insurrection Act, which he calls a nuclear bomb hidden in the United States Code. But here's the problem. Presidents have only done that as a last resort. And the last case that National Guard was federalized, where do you hear this? 1957. When President Dwight D. Eisenhower mobilized the Arkansas National Guard using the Insurrection Act to enforce a Supreme Court ruling on desegregation. In other words, to forcibly segregate schools. Can you imagine, given that history, Americans watching Joe Biden using the brute force, military force of the federal government to let illegal immigrants break the law, help them break the law, help them invade? Yeah, it's literally that insane. And for a guy who's already at 18% approval on the border, please bring it. Please do it. I beg you, because you know what? This is what's going to finally show decisively the American people that Joe Biden is deliberately, day in and day out, breaking the law. And then summoning the brute physical force, again, the power of the federal government to break the law, back the law breaking. It'll play disastrously. It'll ring down through the generations, potentially, like that last used in 1957. And we still see those National Guard photos. Now, here's the craziest thing of all. What Joe Biden is essentially doing at the border is nullification. He's breaking federal law that he disagrees with. He thinks anybody should be able to come in here, even if you're a terrorist, no big deal. He's breaking the law. Well, Governor Greg Abbott points that out in every paragraph. This is a huge step forward for Republicans, because our people very lamely always say on TV, well, you know, he's incompetent. He can't get it done at the border. No, he is actively breaking the law, and we are actively covering for him when we use incompetence, because it telegraphs to people, oh, hey, he's just like us. He'd like to secure the border. He wants to be safe, but he's incompetent. No, he's not. He's evil. He is plumb breaking the law on purpose. He's nullifying it. And so this is what Governor Abbott is saying here. If you read his letter, I love it. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting the states, including immigration laws on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce these laws and has even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigration. He continues, President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal laws that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow their en masse parole into the United States. What is Abbott saying? He's saying Joe Biden is breaking the law. Joe Biden is nullifying the law. And guess what? So am I. We're going to keep putting razor wire up. We're going to nullify court rulings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And oh, by the way, what he's saying here is, look, the law is on my side. Joe Biden has been breaking it. And I love right under Abbott's original tweet, Elon Musk, owner of X/Twitter, writes, Texas is absolutely right. This administration is deliberately breaking the law by aiding and abetting illegal immigration at an unprecedented scale. Exclamation points. So you would be looking at the federalization of the Texas National Guard in order to break the law. There's no precedent in United States history. This is how you fight. This is how you back them into a corner. And of course, blazing to the rescue comes Mitch McConnell, desperately whipping votes for a bill he won't even let anyone read. We know what is in it because a copy of it leaked. And Mitch McConnell is frantically trying to give Joe Biden cover so he can win the election on, you know, give him cover on the border. Well, Mitch McConnell's a Republican, and Mitch McConnell's bill would let Joe Biden let in 2 million illegals a year and up to 5,000 illegals a day. So this is designed to help Joe by taking this off the table as an issue. And it's literally the leader of the GOP in Congress doing it. So understand, Abbott is not just fighting the Democrats. He's fighting about half the Republican Party, too. Here's Senator Ted Cruz describing the bill that Mitch wrote with the Democrats.
Without this stinking pile of crap bill, Donald Trump got the numbers down to here. Joe Biden deliberately took the numbers up to here.
See, that's why it's gotten this bad on the border. Joe Biden has relied on this kind of protection. All it's going to take is for some high-profile Republicans to break with the rest of the party, and Biden will be in a world of hurt. This could really help us win the presidential election, but it's got to come soon. Because just this week on the border, a reporter down there was interviewing illegals coming across and asking them, hey, what's your name? Where'd you come from? This one guy says, I can't believe you don't know who I am. You're going to find out very soon. Take a listen.
Please, by the way, if you are smart enough, you would know who I am. But you are really not smart enough to know who I am. But soon you're going to know who I am. Very easy.
Wow, very easy. The entitlement.
No, believe me, I'm much better than that.
The entitlement, guys. Wow.
As it turns out, he's a terrorist from Azerbaijan. Former head of the Islamic Party of Azerbaijan, considered a terror group, he tried to overthrow the government in that country and did 12 years in prison. No wonder, he says, we'll soon find out who he is. Can't imagine what he has planned, folks. After he said that, he just walked right into the country. It's crazy. Yeah, you know what else is crazy? Losing 29 pounds in 6 months. The shocked look of friends and family who hadn't seen me for a while, when they see me, I still enjoy that so much. But even crazier, keeping it off for 11 months after that. That's right, I'm in my 11th month of maintenance. I still look great. I feel so healthy. I feel like I'm literally going to live longer. Well, you can do it too. Check out PhD Weight Loss. You can do it from any state in the nation. Find them online, myphdweightloss.com. That's myphdweightloss.com.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.